I'm going to discuss the debate between reciting Oseh HaShalom in the Shemona Esrei and Hamavarach HaSamo Yisrael BaShalom during the Aser Shemei Tshuva. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis states Amar Rava Bar China Saba Bishmei Derav Kol Hashana Kula Adam Yispalo Akel HaKadosh Melech Ohev Tzedakah Umishpat Chutz Me'asar Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Shemispalo HaMelech HaKadosh V'HaMelech HaMishpat. The Gemara states that during the entire year we recite Akel HaKadosh and Melech Ohev Tzedakah Umishpat, except during Asher Shemei Tshuva when we recite HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. Now Tosfos cites actually two different opinions in Brachos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis as to whether we repeat the Shemona Esrei if we forget to recite the insertions of Zachreinu L'chaim Michamocha, Chsov L'chaim Tovim, and B'Sefer Chaim Bracha V'Sholom. These were phrases that were added by the Gaonim. They're not found in the Gemara. Tosfos cites the opinion of Rabbeinu Yehuda that you would repeat the Shemona Esrei if you did not recite these insertions, and he cites Tosfos cites other opinions that you would not repeat. Why? Because it doesn't mention these insertions in the Gemara. That you're not allowed, if you, let's say you forget to mention something, a part of the Shemona Esrei, so that might be called Mishana Mimatbeya Brachos, that you're changing the text of the Brachos that was instituted. And essentially, those who say you don't repeat, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rosh in Perek Aleph, Siman Tezayin, so they say that why should you repeat the Shemona Esrei if you forget to say Zachreinu L'chaya, Michamocha, etc., etc.? Because Ein Ze Nikra, Mishanim Mabeya Brachos, Me'acha Shalahuskar B'Gemara. That it's, you're not considering, it's not considered that you're changing the text of the Shemona Esrei because these insertions were not mentioned in the Gemara. This is also how the Trumas Hadeshin rules, and it's actually Trumas Hadeshin cites the opinion of the Gaonim. This is in Siman Kuf Mem Dalet, that the Gaonim actually not only instituted Zachreinu Micha Mocha Chsov and B'Sefer Chaim, but they also said that you should repeat the Shemona Esrei if you forget to make these insertions. But that's not how the Trumas Hadeshin rules. He rules like the Rosh. And essentially, since this was not mentioned in the Gemara, it's not a violation of Kol HaMishanim HaMepeya Brachos, that's how the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah rule, in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Bei, Seif Hei. We don't repeat the Shemona Esrei if we forget to say Zachreinu Michamocha Uchsov or B'Sefer Chaim. Because the cutoff point, in terms of knowing whether we repeat, is whether something was mentioned in the Gemara. But the question is, if that's true, if the text was essentially closed after the Gemara, so maybe when the Gaonim added some of these insertions for Aser Shemei Tshuva, so maybe they can do that in the middle of the bracha. But at the end of the bracha, to add, let's say, to change Hamavarach HaSamo Yisrael BaShalom to Oseh HaShalom, to make that change, so how can we do that? Isn't that Mishana Mimapea that they're changing the text to Tivu Chachamim? How can you change the text that the Chazal, you look in the Mishnah, you look in the Gemara, there's no mention of Oseh HaShalom by the last bracha of Shemona Esrei during Aser Shemei Tshuva? How can you change that text? It would seem that if the text in the times of the Gemara was Hamavarach HaSamo Yisrael BaShalom, then you shouldn't be allowed to change that text during Aser Shemei Tshuva. Notwithstanding that, you already find the Hilchos, the Ritz Geus. The Ritz Geus, he cites the opinion of Rav Haigo. This is in the Ritz Geus, Hilchos Tshuva Amud Samach Aleph, where he cites Rav Haigo, who said that you recite Oseh HaShalom. Now, the Ritz Geus has lived in Spain in the 11th century, and he cites that the Gaonim, the Rav Haigo, said that you recite this bracha of Oseh HaShalom. Indeed, even the Rokeach, Rav Elazar Worms, in the 12th century, seems to say in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Siman Reish Yud Ches, on Erev Yom Kippur, he writes, "But Mincha Omer Tehila Kara Shemispalo Yud Ches Brachos." Then in Mincha you say Ashrei and Kaddish, and you daven and you recite the 18 brachos ad Oseh HaShalom, until Oseh HaShalom V'kofa Komaso V'shocha V'omer Vidu, and then afterwards you bow a little bit, and then you say Vidu, then you say the Vidu, the confessions of Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu. So the implication here is you're saying Mispala Yurchas Brachos Ad Oseh HaShalom. It seems that he's saying that you should recite the Bracha of Oseh HaShalom, that we do make the change from Hamavarech to Oseh HaShalom. And the question is, how can we do that? Isn't that Mishana? Isn't that changing Mimatbeya HaBrachos Shetivu Chachamim, from the text of the Brachos that Chazal instituted? They instituted certain Brachos, and how can you change the ending? The main part of each bracha is the ending. How can you change from Avarach Mo Yisrael to Oseh HaShalom? So the truth is, many of the Sidurim and the Machzorim in Ashkenazic communities during the times of the Rishonim had this ending of Oseh HaShalom, to say Oseh HaShalom during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And then, finally, in the 18th century, there's pushback. And there's a discussion about, can we do this? Are we allowed to do this? The Shla Kadosh and the Tzavos HaShla writes that essentially, since the text the whole year is Hamavarech HaSamo Yisrael BaShalom, this is the text that Chazal established, and we don't find in Chazal that we can change the text. And he actually wants to argue that even though it was hinted in the Rokeach, the Seo Seh HaShalom, that's not really referring to the bracha of the last bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, that's referring to Oseh HaShalom in Elokai Netzor. I'm not sure if that's accurate, but that's what the Shla seems, the Rokech was actually referring to the bracha, the last bracha of Sim Shalom, but that's what the Shla Kadosh claims. The Shla Kadosh also said that he believes that when the Ariza on the Rokech said to say Oseh HaShalom, people made a mistake and thought it was referring to the bracha of the last bracha of Sim Shalom and not the Oseh HaShalom by Elokai Netzor. So that's the sort of what the Shla HaKadosh argues. There's a long tshuva, called the Tshuva Me'ava. Rav Elozer ben David, I think it's Fleckels. He lived in Prague in the 18th and the beginning of the 19th century. He was a student of Yecheskel Landau, and he writes a tshuva Chelak Aleph Sif Tzadi to sort of discuss this. And his position was, I looked at the Shla and I saw the Shla said that we should say Hamavarech HaSamo Yisrael BaShalom, and yet I see that the text of Oseh HaShalom, so many towns say Oseh HaShalom that follow the Mario, the Levush, who say Oseh HaShalom. So he's trying to understand why all year long we were saying Hamavarech HaSamo Yisrael BaShalom, and during Aseret Yemei Tshuva we say Oseh HaShalom when you're changing the text that Chazal established. And he said that I checked many Sidurim and Svarim of Rishonim about this text of Hamavarech HaSamo Yisrael BaShalom, and I found that almost all Sidurim say that the Bracha of Sim Shalom throughout the year is concluded with Hamavarech HaSamo Yisrael BaShalom. However, he writes, Acharei Beinosi B'Svarim, after I did a deeper examination, I examined other Svarim, Matzasi, I found Gadol HaShalom, this is in the Yakut Shimoni, Gadol HaShalom, Shekol HaBrachos Chosim B'Shalom, that peace is great, that all the blessings are completed with the word Shalom. B'Kriyat Shema Pore Sukkah Shalom. In Kriyat Shema we say Pore Sukkah Shalom. B'Tfilah in the Shemoneh Esrei we say Oseh HaShalom. B'Birkas Kohanim and B'Birkas Kohanim V'Yoseim Lecha Shalom. And then he says V'Chein Hu B'Meseches Derech Eretz Zuta B'Perek HaShalom B'Ksa Shinei Lashon. And then he says so he says that essentially we find that in Tfilah we're finishing the Bracha of Oseh HaShalom. And then he finds again Meseches Derech Eretz Zuta, and in this text we find is the same language of by Tefillah we also are Chosim B'Shalom, and he argues that it can't refer to the Oseh Shalom of Oseh Shalom Bimromav by Elokai Netzor, and so therefore he essentially concludes that even if we take the position that we can't change the text that Chazal came up with in the days of the Gemara, and therefore some would want to argue, so how can you change from Mavarach to Oseh Shalom? So he would argue the following. Who says, it never says in the Gemara, that the formal text for the last bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is Hamavarach Atzmo Yisrael Bashalom, that maybe that was according to some Sidurim, but he said, I found other Sidurim, probably from Eretz Yisrael, where the text ended with, the bracha ended with Oseh HaShalom. So it's not correct to say that throughout the year, the only text is Hamavarach Atzmo Yisrael Bashalom. In certain communities, in certain Sidurim, perhaps more in Eretz Yisrael, maybe in the times of the Gemara, the bracha ended Oseh HaShalom and not Hamavarach Atzmo Yisrael Bashalom. So that's what he argues. And therefore he says that I'm not going to, you shouldn't make a machlokes, you shouldn't cause a, you shouldn't, he says, the one who says Oseh HaShalom doesn't make a mistake, and the one who says Hamavarach Atzmo Yisrael doesn't make a mistake. And he says that if we make the change, it's going to cause machlokas. So I'm not going to protest that people are saying Oseh Shalom and not Hamavarach Atzmo Yisrael Bashalom. But that's essentially his argument. His argument is that earlier texts from the time of Chazal, during the time of the Gemara, seem to indicate that maybe the bracha in Sim Shalom was actually ended with Oseh HaShalom. It's still strange because at the end of the day, the minog was in all Sidurim and Ashkenaz that during the year it's Hamavarach Atzmo Yisrael Bashalom. So presumably then, you really should continue by saying Hamavarach Atzmo Yisrael Bashalom during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. But his argument is saying that it's not a violation of Mishanim Mimatbei Shetivu Chachamim if there does exist a text in the days of the Gemara that concludes with Oseh HaShalom. By the way, he makes another interesting point in the middle of his tshuva where he says that there was this Kabbalah, this Mesorah, ki Oseh v'chein HaShalom, that Oseh and HaShalom b'gematria, and gematria is Safriel. Is Safriel. Lomar to say, Shebiyom hazeh sofer v'kosev v'kadosh baruch hu zechu yosan shel Yisrael, that on this day, he's kadosh baruch hu, God is running the merits of Klal Yisrael. O malach hamamun al ksiva, or there's this angel who's in charge of the writing of the zechus of the Jewish people during this day, and what's his name? Safriel. And we're mentioning him now, tovim. So there is some also mystical reason why perhaps specifically to conclude the bracha of Sim Shalom with Oseh HaShalom specifically during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, because during this time this angel is writing down what's going to be with our life for the coming year. And in gematria, it's the same. Safriel is the same gematria as Oseh, and also the same gematria as HaShalom. So for that, that would seem to indicate that this is something Oseh HaShalom is unique to Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The Mate Ephraim, Ephraim Zalman Margolios in Galicia, he lived also in the 18th century Galicia. He writes, "V'chasimas habracha yomar hamavarech al mo Yisrael b'shalom k'mor b'shar shana." You should say hamavarech. V'yesh nogim lomar Oseh HaShalom. He says some have the custom of Oseh HaShalom. Uvamakom shenagu kain, and where they had the custom, lo yishana shatz mina machlokes. Don't change because of machlokes. Aval yachi b'tfilas lachash yesh lomar hamavarech. But individuals praying quietly, he should say Hamavarech. And he says, Rak besof el kainet sor achar gimel psios yesh lomar oseh bimromav avachem bekadishim kasher nispar. So maybe he says by el kainet sor, maybe for kadish you should say Oseh HaShalom. The Aruch HaShulchan in Aruch Chaim Simon Tafkuf Pei Beis Eiv Dalet really echoes this sentiment as well. And he points out that earlier versions of Oseh HaShalom may have referred to Elokai Netzor, and not to the bracha of Oseh Shalom and Sim Shalom, but he ends up saying, he concludes, Nira Lefinius Daiti Dein Ligor Bahem, don't scream at people who say Oseh Shalom, they're going to say Shemei Tshuva, Deve Emes Bracha Zu, Da Mavarech, Lo Matzino Nuscha, Meforesh Peshatz, El Barabim Vuposkim. That, in reality, this bracha of Hamavarech, we don't find this text explicit in Shas, but the Rambam has it and Poskim have it. Umatzina Basof Meseches Derech Eretz Shenus Chasam Haisa Oseh Shalom. We find at the end of Meseches Derech Eretz that there was a text of Oseh Shalom. So therefore, don't protest because of Bachlokes. Now, it's probably the right thing to do is to say Hamavarech, just like it is the rest of the year. But you can rely on Oseh Shalom, and there is don't cause a fight, and don't change the minhag if it's going to cause a machlokas, and cause a fight, because there is an opinion, there is a version from the times of Chazal that even during the year they said Oseh Shalom. Rabbi Willig told me that again, if it would not cause a machlokas in our community, then we should switch from Oseh Shalom, Tema Varechas Amar Yisrael Ba Shalom. If it's not going to cause the machlokas, consistent with the position of the Aruch HaShulchan. What he also told me, interestingly enough, is that it's not necessarily the same halacha when it comes to Sheoscha Levadcha Biyur Na'avod versus Hamachzir Shechinasu Letzion. In other words, he felt pretty strongly that assuming there's no machlokes, that we should switch during Aseret Shemei Tshuva, if we currently say Oseh Shalom, switch it to Hamavarech Hasamo Yisrael Bashalom. Because really, since our minhag all year long is Hamavarech Hasamo Yisrael Bashalom, and that was essentially, notwithstanding Maseches Derech Eretz, but this was in Chazal, was established, it seems, that this was the text, Hamavarech Hasamo Yisrael Bashalom. That seemed to be the dominant minhag in the Talmud Bavli, presumably, it was the Babylonian tradition, and most of the Sidurim, that seems to be the dominant view. So we should continue that during Aseret Shemei Tshuva. We shouldn't change that text. However, when it comes to, let's say, Amachzir Shechinasu Letzion, he didn't feel that strongly that if during a time when the Kohanim Duchen to say Sheoscha Levadcha b'yura navod, isn't that also changing the text? He said, it's not as big of a problem because the Mishnah, Meseches Tamid, Perikei Mishnah Aleph, says that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, first of all, they weren't saying Amachzir Shechinasu Letzion, they were davening to Hashem to return his Shechina to Tzion. That was only said after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So what were they saying during the times of the Beis HaMikdash? So there's one opinion, it's found in Tosas Yom Tov and other commentaries of the Mishnah, that they actually said Sheoscha Levadcha B'yira Navod. That clearly there's a Mesorah, there's a tradition that they actually said this text at the end of the Bracha of Ritzei when there was a Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, when we duchen and we're thinking about the past and we're thinking about the future, we look forward to a time when there will be a Beis HaMikdash. And this is set, especially we're thinking about this during the Shalosh Regalim and this in Chutz Laaretz when we are reciting, when we're duchening. So at that point in time, when you're saying Sheoscha Levadcha B'yira Na'avod, this is not a new text that wasn't formulated by Chazal. Chazal had this text. This was the text that was recited actually when the Beis HaMikdash was around. So this would not be a violation of that rule, whereas the dominant view was that Amavarech Zomar Yisrael Bashalom was really the dominant text, the times, at least in Babylonian tradition, and we shouldn't change that text to Oseh Shalom during the Aseret Shemei Tshuva again. But if a shul is already saying Oseh Shalom, and that would cause machlokas, that would cause debate, to try to switch it back, better not protest.